Nisha, thank you very much for agreeing to speak with me today.
Thank you.
UNESCO works with media groups in the Pacific. Does this work include training on how to report on specific issues?
Yes, UNESCO's media work in the Pacific is looking at the issue of media development and journalism from different perspectives. The first one is preparing the media houses themselves in terms of approaching a variety of issues, for example, gender-based violence, climate change, traditional practices. So media houses need to have their understanding of ethical considerations around it.
What type of considerations?
For example, if we are looking at gender-based violence, then there are huge issues around human sensitivities, survivors' confidentiality, and alleged offender's identity, age of the survivor, consequences, social consequences for the survivor. And many of these considerations are deep-rooted in social practices, connected to the law, court systems. So they require very delicate understanding of the offense per se, or the allegation of the offense, and what reporting might do to the survivor, to the survivor's family, or to the offender or the offender's families.
So you regard this as a really important part of the training?
So we try to make sure that the training that is being given to the upcoming journalists, or sort of refresher programs for the practicing journalists, are well-versed in nuances and have the deeper understanding of the subject that they are reporting on, and they are able to provide it the treatment, the necessary treatment, and the level of sensitivity or considerations that it requires, and they come forth, the stories are not devoid of these considerations.
And do you find that the journalists themselves and the media organisations are quite happy to adopt this type of approach?
The media organizations in the Pacific are not too many. They are very few. And they're upcoming, most of them. Mm-hmm. So there is a huge appetite for learning, to know more, to understand more. And it is a great encouragement for us, because this is an opportunity to develop an impartial but competent media orientation. So yes, indeed, there is that interest. The second is that most of the people who are going into journalism in the Pacific, they are young, they're youth. So again, this is a group where it gives them the opportunity to look at social issues, political issues, from the perspective of their own needs. So again, there is tremendous interest in doing media work or journalism.